All righty, everyone. Again, I would like to go ahead and introduce the first speaker that we have this afternoon, Ms. Roberta S. from the Keeping It Real group of NA.
Hi, thanks.
Let me get out of your way.
Okay, hi, I'm an addict. My name's Roberta.
Hey, Roberta.
They were saying, who wants to go first? It doesn't matter for me who goes first. It did at one time. I wanted to be first at everything. I mean, it really doesn't matter because my story, that doesn't change, you know. And I pray. We prayed up there in the corner, me and the girls, and it's already done. So, you know, it doesn't matter if I go first, second, third, tenth, or if I don't go at all, which I prefer nowadays. But it's similarities. How much time? What is this? I don't have a clock or anything. What is this?
It doesn't necessarily say.
Oh, God. What's this thing here?
That is the recorder, darling.
Okay, so now I'm all in my head. But, okay, the similarities and not the differences. I was thinking, of course, you know, how I was always unique in my mind. You know, I was the legend in my own mind. I had all the answers to my own questions. I was on top of my own game. I was, you know, smarter than everybody else. When it came to the streets, I really... you know, I just always had a way of making myself different. The first meeting that I can remember, somebody picked me up on Butler Street and took me to a meeting. And it was up at Forbes and Murray, and we went in there, and everybody was sitting around, and they mentioned God. And I freaked. I couldn't get with that. I mean, I thought, oh, just forget about it, you know. I really didn't even know what they were trying to do, but they said God, and I was shut immediately. Then I remember coming to a meeting. I was beat down some more. I called a kid from Lawrenceville, Ferg, who's no longer with us. This was like in 82 or 83. And I said, where's one of those meetings at? He knew exactly what to say to me to get me to a meeting. He said, up at Friendship and Roop Street, there's a woman's meeting tonight. He said, there's a woman there named Roz that lived in a gallery. Similarity. Okay? Similarity. He knew exactly what to say to me. Although he probably didn't even know he knew what to say to me. But he said that. And I ran up to that meeting because some court was coming up. And I went into the meeting, and there was a bunch of girls sitting there painting their fingernails. Now, I'm dragging ass off the street. I mean, I got marks on me all over the place, and I'm dragging, and there's women sitting there, and they're painting their nails. And they got books out on the table. People were carrying books into the meeting. So now they're painting their nails and they're carrying books. And I'm like, what the? I mean, we had the meeting. They were all very nice, all very kind. I don't remember identifying with anybody because I was so closed. I wasn't ready yet. And then they took me up to Eaton Park up in Squirrel Hill after the meeting. And they sat around and talked about this guy, Eddie J. And I know Eddie. He was a friend of mine. And they were trying to get some juice on Eddie, and they were asking me about it. So in other words, it was like a little gossip thing. I'm like, I want to go shoot some dope. I mean, but I'm stuck here with these women. You know, I couldn't figure out how to get out of there, you know. So then I come back. I came around a little bit then. Come back a few years later, I'm out of one of those places. Come back, I go to Center Avenue meeting. Me and my buddy, John P., a.k.a. Buster, sitting in the back of the room. Now, Dolores Howes, and I can use her whole name, she's deceased. She's standing at the podium, and she's dressed really pretty, and I know her from the methadone program. Okay, identification. I'm identifying already. I know her from the clinic. She gets up and she starts speaking about her using. And see, I need to hear about your using. I don't need to hear specific drug, anything like that, but she was talking about her using and where it took her. And I mean, it hit me. I knew I belonged here, but I wasn't ready. But she was one of the first women that I identified with. See, this was all about identification for me, because one of my biggest symptoms is isolation and wanting to be unique. And that's my disease that wants to separate me from the solution. Judgmentalness, because I was, oh my God, could I judge? And still today. But you know what's leveled me off is making a lot of mistakes here. And I thank God for that. I thank God. Anyways, so I kept coming, in and out. Each time the pain got worse, voila, the similarities became more and more. I started to hear more and more. Doesn't matter what or how much we used, who your connections were, what you've done in the past, how much or how little you have, only in what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. And I started hearing people share the pain, because that's what addiction is the pain. It's not the drug, it's the pain. It's the disease of addiction. It doesn't matter the background we came from. Nothing caused me in my upbringing for me to become an addict. Nothing out there that happened to me caused me to become an addict. I'm an addict because I'm an addict. I have the disease of addiction. I could come from rich, poor, educated, whatever. I'm an addict because I'm an addict. I have a brain disease. That's what I like to call it. I got a mental thinking problem, and I identify with the people that describe themselves that way. From the book, Obsession and Compulsion, repeating the same mistake, expecting different results, character defects. When we go out of the program, I identify with you. When everybody starts getting unique, I have a hard time. I stop. I can't hear. My mind just like shuts down. It's like crazy. I'm telling you. If I start getting judgmental, look out. I separate myself here big time. Big time. But when we stick to the feelings, addiction, the feelings, the resentment. We were just at the meeting, resentment, anger, fear. You know, you taught me how to deal with that. You taught me how to pray for people. They said, pray for somebody you resent. I went, pray for somebody I resent. You know, pray for them. Just try it. Just pray for them. The willingness for me to stay clean was like what I would try anything. I was willing to try anything. I was willing to listen to you and where you came from. Listening was always a big problem for me. Somebody said, just look down at the ground and just listen to the words. Don't look at the messenger, listen to the message. And I would listen because I had such a hard time judging and wanting to make myself different, and this disease working on me to work me back out to those streets, that I had to just like shut everybody's face out and listen to the words. And I would pray, and everything that I needed help with, I would pray, and I still do. Everything I need help with, I pray and ask God to help me open up, man. Let me see the similarities. It's so simple for me. I mean, I don't get real technical about this. It's just a simple ask God for help, ask the group for help, go to my sponsor, work the steps. And the similarities, I see them everywhere. I see them, I hear them, I watch them, I watch what we do. I don't listen so much to what we say, I watch what we do. And we're all the same. We're all the same. You know, we might look different, talk different, come from a different background. If we're here and we surrendered, it's all the same. And I know that identification. It comes almost now, over the years, it comes now like intuitively. Like there's certain people that I'll just look at or I'll hear, and I feel like I've known them forever, and they've become my friends, and they've become my brothers, and they've become my sisters. And there's some right here that are sitting here right now that I may not see them a lot, or, you know, or I may not be around them physically. We may not hang out, but they're my brothers and they're my sisters because we identify with each other on a feeling level. And, you know, fear was the number one. Resentment was the number one offender. I can't afford that today. I just can't afford it. I immediately start praying for people. Fear, I like what that girl said down there. She learned how to, you just walk with it. You know, most of the actions that I carry out today, I'm on unfamiliar territory. I've never been clean. I'm clean 30 years plus, but it doesn't even matter to me because I'm on unfamiliar territory. I am totally unaware of what's going to happen tomorrow. All I know is if I follow this way, I have nothing to fear, and I believe that wholeheartedly. The similarities, I still have to sometimes really dig for similarities today here. This disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful. Sometimes, you know, even clean time and show the program works, get up and make a cartwheel and smoke a cigarette and get show the program works, get up and clap for yourself. I don't do that. And people will say to me, "What? Get up, get up, get up." I don't get up because I love when I was new, they used to say, "Who's ever got up first, the earliest in this room, got the most clean time." And I believe that. I believe the literature where it says a person with a day clean can show that the program works. I believe the literature where they say it's a 24-hour program. I believe that. This is 24 hours. I've seen more people with time go out the door just as much as I see new people go out the door. You know, I'm no different than you because I've been around a little bit. I've had an opportunity to experience the miracle and to make amends and to clean up the wreckage of my past, but I'm still an addict just like anybody else walking in the door. And the similarities is that I love to get high. I like to get high. Like somebody said, if I could get high and not have a consequence, yeah, once in a while I'd like to sit down on that bench up here on the hill, stick a needle in my arm, shoot dope and nod, smoke a cigarette and a drink of Pepsi. But it's over. It's over. You know, I like this recovery too much. This is the greatest show on earth. The greatest show on earth. And the longer I'm here, I really need to focus on the similarities because my disease is tricky and it really tries to make me different and it tries to help me. It just gives me some fuel to start judging, you know, judging, 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 judging. And when I'm judging you, I'm pushing myself out the door. And so I really try to catch myself when I do that through that 10th step inventory. Like, okay, what's going on here? Because it's always begins and ends with me. Always. I got to watch myself today with that because this is my lifesaver here. This is my medicine here. I have to be here. And I was just saying to Devin, I've got to force myself to interact. Dot used to say, you know, this program forces her to interact with people. I mean, and I have to. That's my medicine. I need to share. And I need to be able to share without the feeling of being judged or that I'm loved. I have to be able. That's sacred in here. You know, it's sacred in here. They were talking down there about tearing each other down. I can't do it. I get away from that because I know what I'm capable of doing, and I need to be loved in here, and I need to give love. You know, I need that. And so I gravitate towards people that do that, that share that energy that they talk about in the basic text, that love energy from one to another, that flows from one to another. I've already been in here and judged and end up in them shoes so many times. But that's helped me. Everything that I've experienced in Narcotics Anonymous has helped me become who I am. I like who I am today. You know, like I'm free. I mean, I'm free. And I got good people, solid. You know, God just keeps bringing solid people to me. You know, and they just keep me so grounded. it's really a miracle what happens here. It really is. And finding the similarities was what I needed to do when I got here. But it wasn't on my time. None of that is what I woke up one day and I said, I think today I'll find some similarities. It didn't happen like that. It happened through my journey and through my process. And I was guided by a God of my understanding. Now I know that. But I just kept showing up and kept showing up because the pain out there got greater than the pain staying here. You know, it just got greater than that. I said, I'll stay here. This is easy. And I'm done. Thanks.